USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
An Ethiopian Airlines passenger jet crashed after taking off from the Ethiopian capital this morning, killing all 157 people on board. Airline CEO Tewolde Tebremariam toured the crash site.
We have not been able to determine the cause. As I said, it is a brand new airplane.
8 Americans are among the dead. Tornadoes and strong winds were reported in parts of the south central United States Saturday. 2 injuries were reported after a tornado touched down in Arkansas. A tornado was confirmed just outside Dallas, and strong winds tore away roofs in Mississippi. And tornado season is just getting started. If the Senate votes this week to block his national emergency declaration to build a wall, President Trump is expected to issue a veto. Republican El Paso Mayor DeMargo on whether or not the declaration is necessary.
I do know that there is a need for a comprehensive immigration reform policy coming out of Washington.
Margo Mick his comments on CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The U.S. trade deficit has hit its highest point in history at $891 billion. And on Fox News Sunday, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow isn't putting a label on that number.
It's neither good nor bad. It just is. But we have to have tough reciprocal trading policies with our neighbors.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, National Security Advisor John Bolton would not confirm reports based on commercial satellite imagery that North Korea is making moves to build a rocket.
I don't really want to get into speculation about what they're doing. The particular site in question has 2 facilities. There's one that Kim Jong-un had told us earlier that he would dismantle. This is the static engine test site. There's also a launch site there that he promised to give up to Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea. So it's actually 2 different parts of the same facility.
Bolden says the U.S. government is constantly watching North Korea. And the U.S. Coast Guard had to rescue 40 ice fishermen on the Ohio shore of Lake Erie who became stranded on an ice floe. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Julian Castro, former Secretary of HUD and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, talked on CNN's State of the Union about his favorability ratings early on in this race for the White House.
I can tell that as I spend time in Iowa that I'm going to gain traction. And as you know, if we were to look at any presidential cycle over the last 40 years, oftentimes it's people that have started off at 3%, 1%, 2%, including Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. At one point was at 1% right before he announced that can win the nomination. And so this is a long road, a long journey, and I'm going to go out there and make my case.
Former Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke attended the premiere of a documentary at the South by Southwest Festival about O'Rourke's near upset of Senator Ted Cruz in last year's Texas Senate race. While speaking at the premiere, O'Rourke was asked by an audience member if he's going to run for president.
There are so many candidacies, so many leaders who are, we got to be a part of this amazing thing in Texas over the last 2 years, and it continues. And we are so excited about what you're doing, Rhonda, what you all are doing, what so many other people are doing, and we just want to continue to be a part of it.
And Democratic Senator Kamala Harris is on the 2020 campaign trail in South Carolina.
I think the challenges and the goals should be, frankly, to be relevant. Folks want to be seen. They want their issues to be heard.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.